motorists have expressed their frustration over taxi patrollers allegedly terrorizing them for giving hitchhikers lift. And even recent video that went viral showed a taxi patroller allegedly blocking a vehicle on a highway after the driver picked up passengers. This behavior is allegedly happening all over the country. Additionally to this, taxi drivers are also blocking e-hailing drivers from picking up passengers. And now while most of the reports are coming out of Gauteng, the situation is still quite concerning. Manla Hermanus, chairman of the SA National Taxi Council in the Western Cape, joins us online now to chat to us. Manda, as someone who takes Ubers regularly, this is definitely concerning. What do you make of this?
Look, unfortunately, this is not prevalent in the Western Cape, although sometimes there are tensions between minibus taxis and Uber drivers, but it hasn't gotten to that level as we're seeing anywhere else. And this is something that we have to continue to discourage as leaders of the minibus taxi industry.
So as you mentioned, it's not quite prevalent in the Western Cape, but it is happening outside of the province and could potentially light up here as well. I would say that there's nothing illegal about hitchhiking. And if I want to catch a lift with someone kind enough to offer me one, just to save a few rands, what makes these taxi drivers think that everyone who's on the road belongs to them or they own them?
Look, there's a lot of education that has to take place. We will be in Johannesburg tomorrow and we'll be talking exactly about this thing. But also just to clarify, sometimes it's not always people who are just hitchhiking, and you observe that this, especially in rural areas, where there are actually a full-on operation of private vehicles that provide exactly the same service that is provided by minibus taxis, but they undercut their prices and they pick up people and what is called hiking spots. And it's a general thing, and then you find people who are professionals, some are nurses, teachers, who buy private vehicles expressly so that they can provide this service in competition with the minibus taxi industry. But this is mostly prevalent in rural areas, where, for example, I come from an area called Tofunzab. There is a hiking spot where if you go there, you get onto a private vehicle which will charge you 10 rand less than your normal taxi. And you must remember, to do that actually is also illegal. No private vehicle owners do provide a public transport service where people pay to get to from one point to another point, and you are doing that outside of the law. You don't have your necessary permits that are always demanded of the minibus taxis.
So I just wanted to touch a bit about the allegations of taxi drivers also blocking e-hailing drivers. This is your Ubers, your Bolts, your In drivers from picking up other passengers. Have we seen any cases like this occur in the Western Cape? I know many people have raised concerns saying they're no longer taking taxis because they rather trust to take an Uber. Maybe just expand a little on that.
There's been some tensions even with e-hailing even here in the Western Cape. I can particularly name areas like Vangate Mall, the promenade in Middle.
If you're saying there's been some tensions, so are there efforts underway to maybe stop these tensions between taxi drivers and e-hailing operators in the Western Cape?
Yes.
And conversations with the e-hailing operators?
There are those conversations, because also it's about the e-hailing operators understanding what their role is. Because sometimes the challenge is when you walk out of a mall, there is someone who's approaching you and saying, I do Uber, I can take you home for 20 rand, which is not what e-hailing is supposed to be. Because e-hailing is supposed to be about a passenger making a request and the e-hailer only responding to a specific request. So sometimes you find these guys pouting for passengers around malls, at mall entrances, you know. And so we are having those conversations so that we can diffuse tensions where minister taxi operators feel like e-hailers are poaching passengers who are going to catch a taxi.